Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient. KAMSE, KHAMSEH, first name Isolda, ISOLDA, date of birth May 3rd, 1963, date of evaluation October 4th, 2022, referring physician Dr. Theodore Swartz. Chief complaint, left shoulder injury, now scheduled for left total shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 59-year-old male who is a prior postal worker and reports having a torn biceps dating to 2001 period. She initially underwent surgery in approximately 2002, period. Post-surgery, she continued with pain, period. She stated that she was supposed to be on restricted work. However, she returned to full duty, period. She had subsequently had recurrent injury. She stated that she was then taken off from work in 2005, period. She has had progressively worsening symptoms involving the left shoulder. She then underwent surgeries in 2020. However, she continues with pain and associated decreased range of motion, period. Pain is sharp and radiates to the deltoid region of the left shoulder, period. It is rated 10/10, but decreases to 3/5/10 with medications, period. The patient denies any cardiorespiratory symptoms, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number asthma, next number gastritis, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, next number appendectomy, next number total abdominal hysterectomy, next number right shoulder arthroscopy in 2002 and 2012, next number left shoulder surgeries in 2002 and 2020, next number carpal tunnel bilaterally in 2001, next number bilateral ulnar release, period. Medications, lisinopril 40 milligrams one daily, nifedipine 60 milligrams one daily, theophylline 300 milligrams take 2 daily. Movantik 25 milligrams 1 daily. Dexilant 30 milligrams 1 daily. Senna 8.6 milligrams 4HS. Oxycodone 10 milligrams take 3 daily. Venlafaxine, VENLAFAXINE, 37.5 milligrams BID. Ducasate sodium, 100 milligram 1HF. Fluticasone nasal spray, 1 inhalation daily. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams PRN. Multivitamin, 1 daily. Vitamin D3, 1 daily. Vitamin E, 400 international units, 1 daily. The allergies, ampicillin, penicillin, and K-Flex all results in rash. Family history, father died of COVID in 2020. He has history of coronary artery bypass grafting. Maternal grandmother had colon cancer. Maternal great-grandmother had cancer of the uterus. Social history, patient is a smoker. She smokes half pack per day. She notes alcohol use but denies drug use. Review systems. She has impaired vision and uses glasses for driving. Nose, she has sinus problems and notes history of sinus surgery. Oral cavity, she has dentures and notes that she has a permanent bridge. Chest, she reports biopsy of left lung and was found to have benign disease. Cardiac, she has history of murmur. Vascular, unremarkable. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea. Antibiotic use, she further has constipation, hemorrhoids, and hernia. Musculoskeletal, she has pain involving the knee and both shoulders. She has history of right knee replacement in 2008 and further history of knee surgery in 2009. GI, as noted, she has history of total hysterectomy. Remainder of review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination. Vital signs. Blood pressure 124/78. Pulse 92. Respiratory rate 20. Height 51 inches. Weight 211.4 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female, period. She is otherwise alert-oriented and in no acute distress. Cardiovascular, she has a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. Abdomen is obese, however no masses or tenderness noted. Skin reveals multiple chronic scars from prior surgeries. Musculoskeletal, left shoulder demonstrate tenderness on abduction. There is decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 83 beats per minute. The R to S transition zone in the precordial leads is displayed to the right, otherwise normal ECG. The impression, this is a 59-year-old female with history of hypertension, asthma, gastritis, and multiple prior surgeries who suffered an industrial injury, period. She has had prior surgeries involving the left shoulder, but is now scheduled for left total shoulder, period. From a cardiovascular perspective, she appears stable for her procedure, period. She has history of hypertension, however this is controlled. She does not have history of diabetes. She has no evidence of ischemia. comma, congestive heart failure or dysrhythmia, period. She is felt to be medically cleared for her procedure. Recommendation may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.